Sup, the opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and Future Bachelor only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity. This fun podcast may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have reached episode 17.
Close your eyes.
Future Bachelor.
Give me your hands,
darling.
Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Do you feel the same?
Woo!
Am I only dreaming? Is this burning an eternal flame?
It's lit!
I believe it's meant to be.
You feel like we're in pitch perfect?
Am I only dreaming? Is this burning an eternal flame? Say my name.
Where did you go? I like
that. To the rain, a whole life.
Oh, lighter than you can. Breakdown. A little longer vibe, V. I don't care. Because the best part of this song is the end. Whatever.
I love it.
Say my name. Sun shines through the rain. The whole life. Some lonely. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Do you feel the same? Am I only dreaming?
I'm debating to just keep going.
Or is this burning an eternal flame?
Close your eyes. Yeah, we're going. We're going for it.
Hear me your hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating?
Yes, yes, yes.
Wow,
a little extended cut.
What an intro. I can't even talk. It was so
ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 17. This is Future Bachelor. My name is Sai.
I'm Veronica.
And yeah, that was the vibe, guys.
Issa. Vibe.
You know, like we were talking last week about those songs you just hear when you're a kid. That's another one.
Okay, that's a good one. And if you're like, you know, around our age, you probably have seen Pitch Perfect
once
or twice.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And that's one of like the main songs that the Bella sing.
And she actually has the perfect voice to sing that song, which is crazy.
Yeah, they do. And so like when we were thinking
about using that,
I just was thinking of like their like little choreography in the movie. And they're like,
I don't know. I'm a big fan of Pitch Perfect.
I
did the cup
Pitch
song
Perfect.
For
yeah.
my
you
talent
did,
show.
For the
so,
cut, yeah.
Pitch Perfect is, yeah, that's OG.
It's,
So, yeah, I'm sorry if you guys were like, wow, this is really going on.
They're going to use the
I didn't even play the best part. Like, the best part was coming.
They're going to use, like, the 1.5 or 2 speed for the beginning.
That must make the song even better because I think this would make a great sped up song. So,
close your eyes.
Yeah, give me your hand. There was, like, a really creepy line in it, though, that was like, I watch you while you sleep.
Do you feel the same?
I'm like, holy shit. Never thought about that line. That's creepy.
Anywho.
Have you ever watched anyone sleep? Like, you don't have to say the person.
I mean, this isn't creepy.
No, like, you know when people
like,
say, like, I watch them when they sleep? Like, it's supposed to be romantic.
I mean,
and
like,
stuff.
I watched more like I watched, like, when I was a nanny or a babysitter, I would, like, go in and make sure, like, the kids I were watching were sleeping. So, like,
that's what they were like when you went in.
So, like, like,
that's funny.
More like, yeah, that's more, I guess, so I've watched, but like, not like, it's more like, okay, they've fallen asleep.
Yeah, I guess it would be really creepy if like you woke up and someone was just looking at you. But yeah,
yeah, it would. It's happened to me before.
Really? What'd you say? Hi there.
I was like,
hello. Yeah, but so how's it going, V? How's everything been?
I mean, pretty good. I saw you a decent amount this past weekend.
Did I?
We were together.
Remind, yeah. So let's start
Saturday.
Let's start with our kickball game. Yeah.
So I just no, turn those off.
Okay. What happened?
Defeated.
What was the score?
Okay, according to the site, which I think this is, they gave us a couple. I think they gave us like an extra run, but I'll go with it. We lost 13-3. Hey, but guess who scored that first run?
Who?
Your girl.
Oh! Shout out to V. I'd like to thank V for our first run. She's dabbing on him if you can't see. yeah, we tied the first one. We really won the second one.
But we were having way more fun than the other team. They seemed way too serious for this kickball league.
Oh, I mean, for sure.
And I'm very competitive. You're very competitive. We're both competitive people, and I like winning. But they were like too too serious. Like, they weren't even having fun.
Yeah, they weren't talking. Like,
and I think they didn't actually
bring I didn't really feel like shit talking.
I don't think they brought any of their own alcohol, and they were making it seem like we were going to share with them, which, like, perhaps.
No.
But I'm like,
even though we did have enough, because yeah, it lasted till this party we went to on Saturday.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, is that the same cooler with all the same beer? I was like, yo, do you still have my beer there? She was like, yeah, Tropical Lovers right there. I was like,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, no, we lost.
Yeah,
we
shout out to Shanna, dude. Like, yeah, that's a big shout out,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, that's a big shout out for bringing the alcohol.
She brought beer. She's always down.
Yeah, she was a good time. But yeah, but they were jamming to our music. They're like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, we have fun here. You lamos.
Yeah, this one girl caught my kick the first round.
Oh, yeah, you guys then had like a vendetta. For
yeah, did you see that
game?
One catch I caught for hers?
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, I did like this Matrix catch.
And it was like, I remember because I was playing catcher and she walked past me. She's like, I hate that kid.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
Did she really?
I swear to God.
I hated her too.
And then we hung out with more kickball folks on Saturday at Katha's party.
Yeah, shout out to
Katha.
And Madeline, that was her place too.
I
realized that when I was like, yo, go get you both here. Madeline, what up?
But shout out to them for, you know, letting us pretty much crash their friend's birthday party.
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like we made it live, though.
I mean, we made it
live. I mean, they're pretty live too, but it was nice to have the whole kickball team there.
But you could tell we definitely like were a little bit different vibe than a large majority of
them. It's always, I mean, we already have like a vibe because we're on a team and all that stuff. And me and you do the podcast and Ansley you know, Jordan were there from the team. So like we have our vibe like as a team, but they had all their friends there who were very nice and cool.
Oh, like, I had a great time. Yeah, you and James, like they're one of the friends that was
It was his birthday. Shout out to James.
You guys are vibing. You guys definitely have similar personalities.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we were the both brown kids there, and we, you know, we
brown
both dressed
USA.
Nice. So, yeah. But, yeah, so that was a good party. We ended up going out afterwards. How come you didn't join?
I just didn't. I was, I also knew I had stuff the next day. So, like, Sunday, I had the World Cup final match that I was watching with Taylor Marie and her boyfriend, Ray. And my friend Ian, and I knew then we were going to go straight from that to the United game.
Oh, wow.
So, like, a lot of drinking throughout that. And, like, I kind of had to be – I did drink it, but I also kind of had to be, like, in charge of stuff at the United game because I was there with my Mizzou alumni group. And
one
who had to, like, hand out – we all got, like, tour vouchers for to use for another time, and I had to make sure, like, everybody was, like, in their spot and, like, having a good time.
They win?
It was a tie. It was very anticlimactic.
That's what I hate about like soccer games. Like,
yeah,
they
well,
just
when
ended
it's like
at
not fi- yeah, when it's not like finals or anything like that, yeah, you just get a draw, and it's like, oh,
it's lame. So we,
I know,
are here.
I know. I'm like, well, and it was just like also just like a really weird game. There's a lot of weird calls, and it was just like we had a bunch of chances to win. It was just, I was like, wow, I wish I had like the actual game on TV was more fun than this. Than this one I am seeing live.
Yeah, well, I was supposed to go hiking with...
Yeah, you were supposed to go hiking with
Well, I think I might have been trying to
do things. You overbooked.
Yeah, overbooked.
Okay, guys, he made me be the one to, like, then do a video, which then he posted to our account.
It was a good video. I thought it was good. It was funny. Yeah, shout out to Katie and Morgan trying to get me to go hiking. And I definitely would have gone hiking. I had all intentions to, but it just got to a certain point that I was like,
I'm not going to be able to be ready. Because then you had to get back for your
DJ. I had literally
DJ.
Had to get ready. And I knew that because I had gone out, I wasn't going to be able to DJ. But I ended up going and DJ on Sunday for my friend Sarah's meet and greet that she had. Shout out to Sarah.
So, yeah. It was a meet and greet of other photographers.
Well, so it was a meet and greet. She has a company called Own Boudoir. And if you guys don't know what boudoir is, like boudoir, I'm still trying to learn how to like say the word, but it's kind of like sexy photos that women take. And she started, taking photos.
It's very empowering. It's a big trend right now to like have like boudoir shoots for yourself.
And you think that it would only be like sexy people like trying to they're all sexy people, but like really like, model type things. It's not like that. It's all different types of women, which it's really interesting. Like even my mom, like when I shouted her out, my mom's like on the website. She's like, oh, I clicked on this site. And it was all these like kinky women. She says kinky.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
love
but
that.
Like I was like, Mom, no. Like I mean, all types of. She's like, I'm like, this is like what women do like to kind of have some like pictures of themselves looking sexy and Sarah's like really good. Like she'll make you look good no matter what you think you look like and stuff. And I told that to my mom and she was like, oh, I'm gonna do it. I was like, okay, just don't tell me
do. Too much information.
Yeah. So, but she was like, when I lose some weight, and I was like, well, the best part about it is like it's like. There's all shapes and sizes that are doing it, and she just gets the best angle and makes you look the best you possibly can. So,
gonna be out here doing a boudoir shoot.
Yeah, well, damn. I mean, I would recommend it if there was such thing for me. Like, I would probably try it, but I don't think I looked that great in lingerie. So, in the 90s. But it was very interesting being the only guy there because it was like all girls.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. I'm sure you were really struggling with that one. So
no, I was definitely trying to be respectful because I was there, when I'm working
you were there
and stuff.
As entertainment.
Yeah. And also, I'm good friends with Sarah, so it's like I'm trying to represent. So like there was like points where they were doing like makeup instructionals, showing how to like techniques of how to make your butt look bigger, if that which or your boobs look bigger and stuff in photography. Yeah. And so while they're talking about that stuff, I had just have my sunglasses down. I'm leaning against the wall, just looking at my phone because I don't want them to all right, so let me see this ass and stuff. Like it's not like that. So. Even though I wanted to look up,
you're a big fan of wearing the sunglasses inside.
Yeah. So she was like, sunglasses are a good touch. I was like, I know. So that was fun, and it just got to be, I'm used to DJ a lot, so I don't do that often anymore.
Was it a nice like?
It worked out perfectly. It worked out perfectly. She loved the playlist. Everyone was happy. I'll probably do more. So you guys will hear about more of those DJing events for Own Boudoir. So check it out if you're in the city of Atlanta. She also does she goes to Chicago. She goes down to Miami.
Does
shoots
she really?
There. Yeah.
Oh,
Ownboudoir.com, I believe that's it. Cool. So check it out if you guys want them sexy pictures. And she's amazing. You won't be sorry. So why don't we just get into some some crickets? I'm getting pretty good. Why do you gotta laugh every time? I don't understand. Like you can see me really mentally thinking about it.
Laugh because I'm like I could tell that you were really like you were like I could see you like winding up mentally winding up to be like all right I'm gonna do it, I gotta time it, it's gonna click it.
I hate you. All right, so
you love me.
Let's talk about some quick hits. What
so
do we got?
Let's talk about my boy Nick Jonas. So Sai is late to the party because he is dating, well, not Sai, he wishes. Nick Jonas is dating Priyanka Chopra, who is
Priyanka Chopra.
Beautiful.
She's from the show.
She's from the Quantico. And she also has a great song that I had listened to a lot when I was in college called Exotic.
She was a singer? Yeah. Wow.
You'll have to find. I'm gonna make you listen to Exotic later, yeah, because it's a. I'm actually gonna make you put it on the playlist because
she
it's,
is exotic. I mean, she's an Indian actress, which I mean, I love. She's brown. Yeah. So.
Yeah, but they're dating, and so the big thing.
I was like really surprised when I saw it. Like first of all, so Joe Jonas is dating.
Well, he's engaged to.
To the girl from Game of Thrones, right? Yes, the older sister,
Sophia Turner.
Yeah. So I was like, all right.
Sophie Turner.
It's weird. I didn't know any of these couples were dating.
See,
and stuff,
I know all this because I'm a like Joe Bro lover from the way gone back.
Okay. Yeah, I just was like really surprised because in my head I was telling you Nick Jonas always looks like a baby to me, and then he was holding her hand. I was like, what the hell? Like,
and they are so they're 10 years apart. She's 35 and he's 25.
What do you think about this, V?
I mean, like. I feel like, you know,
she just looks like way more mature for some reason.
And going for younger men is kind of a trend mm-hmm. right now. Actually, one of my favorite podcasts that I listen to, Girls Gotta Eat, they had.
Dude, somebody actually just told me in the kitchen like the other day at work. They're like, have you heard of the podcast Girls Gotta Eat? I'm like, now I gotta. Like, not just because you said.
They're like, well, Veronica's been talking to me about it for weeks, but not that you said
it. No, I got a second opinion. I got a second opinion. I like having second opinions. Honestly, it's been weird because like a lot of times I'll just listen to our podcast. I listen to other ones.
We're not vain, guys. Yeah. Don't worry about
it. No, this is for like learning purposes.
We have to listen to ourselves.
Yeah, but.
But anyways, they had a whole episode like where they talked about like our younger guys the move because like the one girl Ashley Heseltine who actually she used to live in Atlanta for like 10 years mm-hmm. she started the Instagram account Bros Being Basic things like that she was for a large majority of like the podcast up until like recently she was like seeing a guy who was 24 and she's like in her 30s and so she said like there's obviously ups and downs but yeah I don't know I think it's like kind of a thing now because depending on like what you're looking for they could just be perfect and also like a lot of younger guys are just like really enthralled by like older powerful women.
Dude, you have no idea like what it's like being a 25-year-old dude. And once when you get to this age, like first of all, 25 is still a long way from 30. Like you think you're really close, but you still have so much growing up to do.
Especially as a dude because you guys are more immature in general.
Oh, I'll take it.
It's true.
Okay. But so, you know, and on top of that, like, you know, that you start like realizing you're in this age range where you can date like young girls still. You can date girls your age. And now you can actually go for like older women.
Yeah, like,
and it's kind of intriguing. You're like, whoa, why are older women like into me? It's because that's the way it is. But like, look at a situation like Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore. Mm. Like, you know, that was all cool and fun until. It wasn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like he went back to Milo, which you know,
are they're better off. They are beautiful. I love them together.
Definitely. But I always think that, like, eventually the young guy is going to grow up and realize that probably, like, just like the woman did, like, wants to probably have a younger woman.
But I feel like Nick Jonas is, like, as someone who's a Jonas Brothers super fan and mm-hmm. knows a lot about them, Nick Jonas has always been kind of, like, a really old soul. And always has been like he always kind of was like the leader of like his brothers and his brothers are both older than him. Mm-hmm. So I feel like for him, it's more like
Well, they definitely build Nick Jonas to be like this like sex symbol right now.
He's so hot.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, everyone knows how much I love him.
Yeah, I mean, I love him too. But like but like I said, and like my mental image of people maybe never grows up. Like I always see him.
You
like,
still
as
like
a
you
kid.
Still see
like Justin
like,
Bieber. I'll always yeah, see
you'll
him
always
as like,
see
a
him
little
with,
kid.
Like the side swoopy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of that's kind of how I am with Justin Bieber a lot. But no, I can see what you mean by like you still just see him as like you know.
And he is still a 15. Kid, 25. Yeah. Like you know what I'm saying, 25. I mean, it's still like you still got to get there, but like 25 is a long time ago for me. Like yeah. The person I was when I was 25 is not the person I am when I'm 30.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was really interesting when I saw it. I was like, and you were like, yeah, they've been dating for like a month. I was like, what? Like, this is crazy. Cause I just started following her on Instagram cause she's that beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
I was like, I just want to look at your pictures.
Like melt into her lips. Like she is beautiful.
Yeah, her and that Emily Rada or what's her name?
Radakowski.
Yeah, so like those two are like my like that and who's my third one?
Is it still
Olivia Munn.
Oh, Olivia. Oh, yeah,
Olivia. Those are my top three.
I love Olivia Munn, too. I follow Olivia Munn.
So right now, I don't follow many like celebrity girls like that.
Taste and females are the same.
Word. But I was just surprised by that. I wanted to get your take on it. Yeah. If you think it was true love.
I don't know. They seem to be like pretty serious.
All I know is Nick Jonas is living the life right now.
About it. He dated Miss Universe, Miss Universe from a couple years back. That's when he dated her then. Like, so he's like, homeboy can catch some pretty women. So,
well, she's like one of the prettiest. So.
I know, she's gorgeous. But anyways, talking about cougars, Kourtney Kardashian posted a really hot pic. I always have thought that Kourtney Kardashian is one of the prettiest Kardashians. Like, mm-hmm. I've always loved her. She posted this hot pic in this thong bathing suit, and I guess her younger BF, Eunice, I think is that's how you pronounce his name. He posted a comment that he then deleted that said, like, so this is what you have to do to get likes. Because it was like, you know,
Her booty was out.
But like, whatever. I mean, that's that family. Like, you can't, like, come on. And also,
I mean, you can't control a Kardashian. No. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, like, I mean, Kanye's done a really good job with Kim, I feel like. Mm-hmm. I mean, she, like Kanye embraces that side of her. But, like, I feel like Kim.
He also, like, has, like, polished her up.
Yeah. Like, you know, she's, like, admitting to, like, picks my wardrobe out. Like, you know what I'm saying? That type mm-hmm. of stuff. So, like, he's done a really good job of, you know,
polishing.
That's a good word, polishing.
Yeah. So people were kind of like, yo, and I feel like
that's shade for sure.
And like, I don't think I think he underestimated like the Kardashian fans, because then a whole bunch of them went onto his photos on Instagram. You know, he has a bunch of shirtless photos. He's a beautiful, like,
is this what you got to do for likes now?
Yes, they literally were doing that. Like, that's all awesome. Of them were, good. Like, posting that. I was like,
yeah, dude.
I was like, yeah, don't double standard this shit. Like,
I mean, don't put it in the public. Like, you know, you idiot. Like, if you have a problem with it, just call her up or something. But like, dude, they're not gonna last.
Yep.
I mean, that guy sounds jealous as hell. You can't be jealous of a Kardashian.
I don't know, man.
You just gotta let it go. If you get to the opportunity of being like that, like, you just gotta let it go.
Let it go.
Or let cheat on them or something.
Or cheating. Well, I mean,
'cause that obviously it doesn't matter to them.
Well, cheating, you know, it doesn't work out unless, I guess, you're G-Eazy, and then potentially you're with Demi Lovato now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what another thing I saw was, like, a rumor that Demi Lovato was, like, the girl that he had left with one night, but apparently it's not, like, completely
They don't
confirmed.
Know, because, yeah, I've seen, like, the photo that they think is, people are like, that's Demi, but is it G-Eazy, like, whatever, like, that kind of deal, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Also,
I could see Demi wanting to get down some G-Eazy.
Well,
rap.
And okay, so G-Eazy, like, recently-ish, or a couple months ago, he was, like, arrested with cocaine. I can't even speak. And, you know, Demi actually broke her 6 years of sobriety recently.
Did she? Mm-hmm. Doing what? Cocaine?
I don't know what doing what exactly. She might have just started drinking. I think she had like a few drinks or whatever. I don't know.
Well, G-Eazy is definitely not the person that
and
should be around.
And she used to do tons of coke. So
tons of coke.
So I don't know. Like, them together, probably not a smart decision.
Yeah.
But
well, hopefully it's not
but
that.
But Halsey seems to be doing fine, and we'll get back to her later.
Yeah.
She was pretty heartbroken, but yeah. I think she's probably going to make better moves. So.
Yeah, hopefully she does. She deserves it. Yeah, so, I mean, that was pretty interesting. You know, a little update on G-Eazy and stuff. I guess we could kind of talk about, you know, our main topic of the week that I kind of thought was an interesting, mm-hmm. like, talking point. You obviously have heard about the Forbes list coming out saying that Kylie was on her way to being, or she's like being, or on her way to being the youngest American billionaire, self-made billionaire. And
so technically she's,
the internet went crazy.
So she's technically not a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's technically not self-made.
And she's technically not self-made.
Even though the Kardashians, like, so, will go in saying that she is. But.
So my thing is just kind of like, I have a lot of thoughts. But so, first of all, I'm already pissed. Like, everyone was trying. There was people making GoFundMes to, like, try to get her to billionaire, youngest billionaire.
Yeah, I saw like James Franco say something about it. He's like, dude, we got people out here giving Kylie more money so she can be the first billionaire, but we got like people in like Syria and all this
you
stuff.
You know it's
like,
bad if like James Franco is the one making yeah, that right? kind of like, social commentary.
Yeah, that guy shouldn't be saying anything right yeah, now, but yet homeboy. He is. Like, you know, so.
Yeah, no, I'm like, this is wild that people are like, that's where people's, you know, loyalties lie is in getting, you know, someone who's already had a silver spoon in her mouth since birth. Mm-hmm. Getting her, you know, giving her more money. My thing is like, okay, if you actually want to like give her more money, then support the business that she's built. I'm using air quotes, but like then actually buy her products.
Yeah.
If you're an actual fan, then buy her products, which this is another thing I have an issue with. Like, so like whatever, she has her own, she's in charge of her own makeup line. She's a huge makeup line, well known. Okay. Most of her shit for her makeup line is actually just all made within the same factory as another makeup line, ColourPop, that is sold for like half the price. It's like all the same exact formulas, all the same exact shit, and it's just then branded by her, and she helps formulate some of the colors, pretty much.
Yeah,
that's what it comes down to. So it's also like, it's like, how are you then actually self-made? When it like, I mean, this is kind of like how Kris Jenner runs this entire empire. Think about it. Like all these girls like have gotten famous off of technically, like, let's all go back to Kim, and we got to thank her for
let's go back to Ray J because he hit
yeah,
it first.
Yeah. Literally, like, thank them for the sex tape that skyrocketed everybody else to fame.
An empire
literally. A sex tape started an empire.
Not even her idea. Like, it was Ray J just putting it out.
Literally, how wild is that?
I mean, she used to be, like, Kim used to be Paris Hilton's assistant at some point, or like bag holder or something.
Yeah, literally. So, okay.
And speaking of Paris Hilton, she's another one that's coming in to defend Kylie, being like, I'm self-made too. It's like, dude, your grandfather is the one that brought the, like, Hilton name. I'm like,
you're not self-made. Like,
you, and you're another one that did a porno that got you, like,
yeah,
you know.
It's like, so these people, like, yes, they have used, like, the places that fame has gotten them to, like, then just, like, build up, like, they're very smart about how they've built their brands. I can't fault them for that. But it's not like me, little old me, like going out and like starting a makeup line. Like I could never be like, and then making a billion, like
a Kate Spade or something.
Yeah,
right.
Like it's not. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, like she literally just started making bags and stuff for her own and started selling them, and like had to figure out how to like get enough made to like sell them off to stores and things like that.
Do you think Forbes did it for the controversy?
I kind of wonder if I'm a little interested on like what, as like as a journalist, I'm kind of interested in like what went into like pitching Kylie, especially because like Forbes is such a different, you know, magazine for Kylie to be in. Like she's in, you know, the paper magazine, they like Glamour, like all of like everything like women's lifestyle, beauty, or like culture kind of magazines. Definitely she's had those all on lock for a long time.
I was
time.
Just reading an article, like this is kind of on to Kim, but she just released like a new fragrance, like it's like a sequel to like her first one, which is like mixing of three like fragrances to make this one.
Yeah.
And she made $5 million on like the $45 perfumes within 5 minutes. So that's $1 million a minute.
And it's like because these women, the family has built up their brand name so large that people will just buy anything from them because
And they didn't even do any marketing. It was just social media.
Yeah,
or
social media, which like that's another thing. Like they've completely owned, but like it's not like they are doing it by themselves. Like they obviously all have teams, which they've all gotten from being on the show and everything like that, and like just years of doing that. Like they all have a lot of people surrounding them that help them.
I mean, dude, you can't call this girl self-made.
No.
You know what I'm saying? You can't. It's like I used to get mad at like Rick Ross, like when he had that album drop called Self-Made, because first of all, you're not self-made. You took the name Rick Ross from the actual drug dealer Rick Ross, who didn't want you using his name because he was changing his life around as like from being like a drug like kingpin
in jail. Know all this,
yeah, he wanted to he was telling Rick Ross, he's like, I didn't give you the cosign to use my name. And
That's
well,
wild.
His name is Ricky Freeway Ross. So there's been two rappers that actually, Freeway the rapper.
Yeah.
He was the first one to use his, like Rick Ross's.
Rick Ross.
The real drug pin, like
the
Rick
real
Ross.
Rick
yeah.
Ross.
And then Rick Ross
so
came along.
So all the music I know of Rick Ross is the fake Rick Ross?
Is a fake Rick Ross who used to actually be a correctional officer.
Wow. Wow.
He used to be a correctional officer.
My mind is blown.
Yeah, so that's why like he's like I was like really mad back in the day. He's like, dude, self-made.
Oh
it's like, dude,
God.
First of all, you took the persona of somebody else and he used to be a correctional officer.
He is like definitely not self-made. Him and Kylie would be besties.
Yeah, so like when you start talking about Kylie, it's like you can go back on season like 1 through 5 of Keeping Up with the Kardashians and see her running around being a brat in her mansion. You like, you know what I'm saying? So you can't tell me you're self-made. Like
no.
That's like calling Rob Kardashian self-made for starting a sock brand. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't, you guys started with, all the
like
opportunities
they
in
had,
the world.
Yeah, you have, like, they, you know, had a platform and then they were able to build on it because, like, then people are interested in them and then that's how you keep your brand alive.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, that's almost like, so you have like DJ Khaled, like, you know, and he's been, he just had his kid Asad, you know, not too long ago, but he's already been making his baby kid be executive producer on all these albums he's been dropping.
Which is like,
it's smart as hell.
It's smart.
He's calling him a young mogul. Like, you know,
but like, it's not like it's not like this 2-year-old's doing anything.
No, but by the time he gets to the point where he can take it over, you know, they'll say he's self-made. Like, you're not going to tell me anyone's self-made.
That's so wild to me because it's like, well, look at his resume. He's been on these things since he was 2. Yeah. But it's like, yeah, sure, but he didn't do anything.
Yeah, so.
So it's like, what are you making? Making nothing. You're making nothing.
Yeah. So I just thought it was an interesting thing. Like, I was wondering, like, what you think? Do you think they're self-made?
No.
I think they're self-motivated.
I feel like they are definitely very smart when it like they are smart business women.
Yeah, there's stuff I'm not trying to take away from them.
Smart business women understand how the world works and like they've really like kind of like driven a certain type of like celebrity business.
You're just
model.
Not gonna tell me how many does it like Kim Kardashian have like 100 million followers or something like that?
Something crazy.
Yeah, you're not gonna tell me that like even if she had 50 million when Kylie started her makeup line, that you're self-made. Like, Kim dropped a, hey, my sister's starting up, you should check it out. Or even if she was just, like, posted a picture of her sister. You're not self-made. Like, you have, like, so much stuff already ready to go. Like, you have a momager that's, like, hot off the press, like, getting, like, Kim's, like, line of stuff all, like, going and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, to me, it's – but where is, like, the line? Where's the line? You know what I'm saying? Like, it just because I didn't, like, was born in a famous family, but, like, what if, like I made connections to be with, like, Kylie, and then me and Kylie were best friends for, like, 3 years, and then eventually I started a business, and then blah, blah, blah. Would you be able to say I was self-made? Or would you say, like, because you were friends with Kylie, that's the only reason why you're not self-made?
See, and that's, yeah, and that gets tough, because it's definitely, like, yeah, like, I definitely am a big believer of, like, it does like knowing the right people is important to getting anywhere in life.
It's about who you know. They've always said that.
Honestly, and I am. That's why I'm very thankful that I'm someone who's good at like building relationships. With
same here, networking, yeah. All that stuff.
And so I definitely feel like you can't discredit people for like that being a skill that they utilize and are able to like.
That's a good point.
Work with. But I think it's different. Like you, like if like in this hypothetical situation, you happen to come up because like you worked with the right people and were friends with the right people. I think that's more self-made than being like I've been on a TV show since
or
I
this
was
is my family that's
I've
already
been on
done
a TV
all this
show
stuff
that
before
since
I was
16. Yeah, since I was 10.
And I guess you could use the example of like Rob selling his socks and stuff and not being successful, and he had all of it going for him. He could do pretty much what they did, but he just chose to be like.
So like they definitely. It's not like they don't do anything.
Yeah,
that's for damn sure. They definitely work with the right people. They do the right things. They know what's right to like help promote themselves.
But imagine
and their
being
brand.
like Kris Jenner will be like, when no, she's definitely self-made. When Kylie was 16, these are the palettes like that she came to me being like, it's like, first of all, every 16-year-old girl wants to start a clothing line or like a makeup line. And of course, you guys are rich as hell and have all the opportunities in the world.
Actually, you can actually reach out. That's the thing. It's like, when I was 16, I wanted to be a fashion designer.
Exactly.
And I would do my own sketches and everything like that. And like, but it's not like I was, and like, there's definitely are like, you know, lower like stories of like people who like started off young or like whatever and did what they needed to do.
Yeah. But what if your mom like helped you out? What if Claudia was like, let's do it. I'm you know, put all this money into you doing that
then
stuff.
Then it'd be
would you have been self-made still?
I would still consider that self-made because
so be, then we should consider Kylie self-made.
But
then.
It would she would help put money in, but like it's different. It's like, well, but we I had but I would have to then be the one to would like help. If that's like if you listen to another one of my favorite podcasts, like How I Built This, is about all these different entrepreneurs and like different things that they built. Yeah, a lot of them will have like, you know, their parents or whoever, you know, put money in and things like that. But then they always, you know, buy them out.
Yeah.
And things like that. I think it's different. It's and but like they're also starting once again, same thing. Like they're starting from nothing. It's not like Kylie was like, I have nothing. Mom, help give me this. Loan me some money for me to start my own company. It's like I'm already famous. I already have a following. My sister is famous and does these things. I'm already known for some of this stuff. Let me start a line.
Yeah.
It's so that's way different, I think.
You can't knock the hustle, though.
I can't knock it. I truly can't.
And I'm following all of them. Like, I was holding off, and that was real. I'm like, hold on a second. The booty pic of Courtney, I'm like, oh, I'm not even following Courtney and Chloe, and those are my favorite ones.
I know. I don't follow I don't like Kylie a lot, honestly, just for a lot of reasons. But
she's like super fake
that and just like I feel like she definitely I mean like I feel like young girls look up to her but they look up to her and if, for me I think that's not a good thing because like they look up to her being like oh look she's a young mom blah 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 but it's like
Kardashians have definitely shaped culture
yeah
the today's world we live in like it's crazy the things that we all do like you know the way social media is like it's just it's incredible you know, so yeah, I just thought it was an interesting like topic of the week. I guess
Kardashians, we could talk for days about
it. Yeah, for sure. And all the money they make. But moving along, why don't we get in some bachelorette stuff?
Yeah. So it was hometowns.
Okay.
This past week.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I know I've been shitting on Becca's outfits every week. Guys, this week her clothes were actually pretty good. She had really cute coats. I like wanted one of her coats. I really have no reason for it because it doesn't get cold down here in Atlanta, but I wanted it. And her one main sequin dress that she wore, because it's not an episode unless she has at least one sequin.
And the fact that like every time you bring it up, I'm just gonna throw in my mandatory Zach Sims shout out because I don't think we have a reason to shout him out this time. But Zach Sims, what's up, man?
We gotta do it.
Yeah, when we talk about the sequins, I'm just gonna you know. He's gonna love that one.
He'll love it. But it was this really hot, like, high slit, deep V. Like, it actually made her look really sexy, which, like, she's a very plain Jane kind of looking gal, but, like, very sexy. And it was for the rose ceremony. And I was like, all right, that's how you do sequins. what were these other ones?
All right, let's get into these dates.
Anywho, so first hometown was with Garrett.
Okay.
He's, like, from some random farm town in California that actually my friend Sam Colson, she, I think when we first were studying this up, when we're talking about the beginning of the season, and when they were filming it, she was telling me about how, like, they all got, like, the city all got, like, you know, the letter about, like, how they're filming and, like, stuff like that. So, like, definitely farm town in California, very, very rural. I don't know. It was just very typical. I was like, yes, making out on a tractor, farm living.
Did you notice, like, the Mexican people working?
Yes. That's, like, the thing. And, like, you know, he was all like, I wanted to make sure you would see what it's like. It's like, you don't work on this thing.
Yeah, you just, like, sit on the back of it and throw seeds.
Yeah, you have people who work.
Yeah, like, who you make fun of on social media. Yeah, talking about building walls and stuff.
Yes. Double freaking standard. Disgusting. Anywho, good point, Si. Yep. But anywho, and then a lot of, like, all of their conversations with the family revolved around being like, well, you know, he was married. Like, he was all like, yeah, I haven't brought anybody else home besides my former wife. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yo, Red flag.
I really want to like find this girl and talk to her. Like, you know, because like it's very one-sided story about like she was just like terrible. Like I've never seen him like that. But like what does her family think about
all
this? I know.
I'm kind of, I'm interested, especially since he also a lot of his other Instagram likes and things like that were very misogynistic.
That,
so.
And yeah, he just doesn't like have like it's never like he had anything like it's well, always and, her
like,
fault.
I feel like now that you're saying that, I feel like maybe the mom was trying to hint at some like his mom when they're on this date was all like, so I mean, I don't know what you know about whatever, and Becca was like, oh, I mean, he told me everything, which I find very hard to believe that Garrett divulged every single thing about,
he barely talks
about his failed marriage. So and the mom was like, okay, but like they just moved along, and I don't know, it just like
they seem like though it was like that was probably the strongest.
She
one
just
out
talked
of all
about
of
how much, you know, he reminds her of her dad, and I think like just their help. She vibed with the family a lot because they reminded her of her family and whatever. Moving along,
I think the dad was kind of drunk at the end because he was making fun of him for saying he loved a grandma. I was like, why do you like make the woman's gonna like pass?
I was like, yeah, I probably would be drunk too on these,
which might be a little misogynistic on their part. Like, I don't know,
so weird.
Yeah, so there was like little, you know, you couldn't help but watch Garrett's like family
like,
scene
I
and all that.
I feel like
think
I'm
about all
gonna
the bad
just,
stuff.
I
that
think I'm probably gonna just rewatch it just to like even pick it apart even more.
But so what was the next date on the show? Because I want to like I read.
I mean, they move him around.
Yeah,
they definitely edit it so that they put him in an order.
I think Colton actually went first, but they showed him last.
Yeah, they showed him last. So yeah. I mean, they definitely edited it around so when you get to the rose ceremony, you feel a certain way.
Yeah.
But next one was Jason, and they went to Buffalo, New York. And, of course, they had a Buffalo Wings eating contest, which was, like, really bizarre and weird.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't like that part because I don't like wings. But
ranch or blue cheese?
I don't like wings.
Okay. That was very underclimatic right there.
I feel like, but when I do have wings, it's always ranch because I'm a ranch girl. I'm Midwestern. Yeah.
It's blue cheese. What's wrong
with
you?
I'm Midwestern. I love ranch.
But anyways, she didn't want to eat wings. Like you could tell, like she was like, oh, I look too good right now to be like stuffing chicken down my.
I know, but.
But so pretty much, then he took her skating, rented out the ice game.
Which is my dream date.
Really?
Yes, I love ice skating. Okay. And he was playing hockey. He's a hockey dude.
Yeah.
Like, my goal is to marry a hockey player.
Okay. I feel like it was a little setup, though. He, like, put her in the goalie, and he was like, if I make a shot.
And then he's like,
if I make a shot, you give me a kiss. It's like, all right, well, first of all, she doesn't have any padding. She doesn't have isn't there like a goalie stick that's, like, bigger to stop it and stuff? He's like, juking around.
I'm so proud of you for knowing that side.
I'm a big Mighty Ducks fan, the movie. Oh, so there's a lot of things I do know about hockey. But
that's all you got.
The Flying V and all that. That's like knuckle puck.
His family seemed really nice. His mother is very pretty. So like
for some reason, I don't pick up on that. You mentioned that before. I have to like go back and see how hot
she was. Pretty, she's pretty, and then he has a brother who's gay, and his brother's partner brother,
which was interesting because he was talking about his brother and his relationship, and he didn't even say that he was gay. Like when she was telling her, like, I look up to my brother's relationship and how happy he is in it, and then comes to find out it was actually he was gay, which is cool,
which is awesome. Yeah. I was like, oh, love this.
It was like the one time I noticed that the show didn't really like
they didn't hype up the diversity at all.
Yeah, it was almost
which
perfect.
I was like, thank you, ABC. But yeah, I liked their date, but definitely you could tell he's way behind everybody else.
I mean, even the mom could tell. Her instincts was like, all right, well, how do you feel? And he's like, well, and then she's like,
he still like hasn't really said like he loves her.
How did you feel about his whole like, when I go to bed I'm thinking about you, when I wake up I'm thinking about you speech?
I mean, like, it was cheesy, but I kind of fell for it because I love him.
It's only good cheesy because, like, the brother told him to say it.
I love him.
He's like, have you told her this yet?
He's the best kisser, too.
I don't see it, but whatever. All right,
whatever.
What makes you a good kisser visually on TV?
I don't know how to explain it.
You're just,
like,
it's in your head because
tell,
she's saying
no,
it.
No, you could tell, like, I'm a very good kisser.
Dude, now what I tell you about tooting your own horn.
Toot, toot. But yeah, no, you can tell. But next on the show was Blake. And Blake's was also weird because he brings them through his high school and like meets all of his like old teachers and stuff.
Yeah, I was like, what is this? 13 Reasons Why?
Oh, my God. Kind of felt that way.
Yeah, I know. Well, I definitely started feeling that way.
I started feeling that way when he talked about how like there was a school shooting at his school, and like, you know, his mom worked at the school. That's where he, that's where his mom cheated on his dad.
Yeah, with the coach.
With the coach.
Of his team, yeah.
Yeah. What?
But I mean,
like,
I guess
Blake gets real. I feel like Blake does not realize that he is on national television.
That, but also like with so much going on at high school, maybe it was like 13 Reasons Why, like
honestly,
for him, like where it's like the catalyst of his life is like that that moment in his life at that
like,
school.
Because he kept being like, high school means a lot to me, and I'm like, look, it means
well,
a lot.
I think
how?
He was like a jock. You know, what I'm saying, he looked like he's pretty tall.
Yeah, he played. I think he played
football or something. So, and then his mom's like cheating with the coach, so that's another thing. And then the school shooting where his mom is the one is over the like intercom
saying code white.
And then I kind of read up a little bit more on that like situation you can see about that school shooting. Did you read about it?
I remember hearing about it.
So apparently some crazy guy like walked in and held and like made all the guys leave and like held women hostage and like sexually assaulted them and stuff like that.
Oh,
and
my
like
God.
One woman or one girl like was killed. And so it was pretty bad. So I mean,
oh my God,
I could see how that like really like shaped,
that fucks you up. Yeah.
So I could see how that shapes a man. And then, but the weird part was, it's like, all right, let's go in this next room, and boom, it was like a surprise party where like one of her favorite artists, Betty Who was there.
Okay, and first of all, like Betty Who isn't like just a no name, like most of these like folks on these shows are. They're like very low level. Like,
yeah.
Betty Who's just kind of indie rock, so like not totally
at
mainstream.
At first I thought it was Pink.
Yeah, but
I was like, yo, Pink. It's like, no,
like,
Betty
oh
Who?
Betty.
I was like, Betty Who?
Oh my God, you're so funny.
Okay. So she liked
decently,
it
like,
and apparently
popular.
That's one of her like she was like singing the song
she I
stuff.
Know she was singing everything I was like, damn, okay, so you actually do like her, like this isn't fake unless like you did.
And
someone,
actually I like her because I went and got Spotify that song, and it's now on the Future Bachelor podcast playlist on Spotify.
The playlist,
yeah,
God.
Which is, we don't bring it up enough, but that playlist is,
it's
bumping
fire.
It's lit
indeed.
It's that eternal flame.
Oh jeez,
bringing back the intro song. But and then lastly we have we didn't talk about the home, like when he brought her home, like what was it like? Anything special?
I mean, nothing. I think they just were definitely like,
The mom was talking about him being like devastated about
his
life.
After his last,
but like
wasn't
it like
that?
A really short, like,
yeah, it wasn't like super long, but yeah, so they just were like, what if like she breaks her heart just like that other guy did? And he's like, well, I guess it'll be worse.
Yeah.
And I think his family was like, oh fuck, I don't know if we can deal with that. Like, he definitely like falls fast and he falls hard, and like they're afraid that he's just gonna fall all the way down.
I mean, you can kind of see him cracking on like two
episodes
ago. He's
definitely been cracking, and I really feel like he's gonna be the Bachelor.
And also because at the end of the episode, you know, when they do like the post credit scene, mm-hmm. I felt like they were like trying to prep him up to be the Bachelor in that scene.
Yeah, but especially like in the post credit scene, because like it made it seem like the preview for like what's happening next made it seem like our girl Becca's gonna pull kind of like an Ari situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of feeling like, yeah. Which I'm like, if we do the same storyline 2 seasons in a row, like, are you serious?
So she's gonna let Jason go home.
Oh,
she's
sure.
Gonna pick, what's his name?
I think she's gonna, I mean, I think,
well, what were we just talking about? Chase, or what's his name?
No, Blake.
Blake. Why do I can never remember his name.
All
Blake.
These basic white boys,
yeah.
It's hard to keep them straight.
So I think she's gonna pick Blake because that's what the show is like prepping up, like, she's straight up said I love him, like,
yeah,
in the show.
Yeah.
She hasn't said that about any other guy, so they're prepping him up to be picked, and then she's gonna
Garrett's
change her mind.
Like though Garrett's been like, you know, the front runner all along. So definitely, yeah.
So but last is Colton.
Last but not least is Colton.
And which was a really sweet date.
Was really sweet. They got to hang out with all the kids, and like my heart was like, oh my God. And like the one little girl was super cute, and it was like really good. I feel like she definitely, like, she's definitely said multiple times about how she wants to have a family,
mm-hmm.
how she wants kids, and like she was very into like how he worked around the kids and everything like that.
Yeah.
But then, like, when it got back to their the house, like, definitely, like, the virginity just kept being brought up by everybody.
It almost seemed like the mom got a little mad about how open Becca was about talking about his virginity.
Yeah.
That's what I got off of it. Like, it was like, she was like, yeah, we don't really talk about it. Like, she even brought it up in front of, like, the cameras and all that stuff. And it's just like, yeah, we don't talk about that really openly, you know. And it seemed like, and Becca kind of like brushed it off and kept going.
The giant crosses that their family was wearing. I know he's not doing, like, he's not being a virgin for marriage, like, by Christianity, stuff like that. But I feel like he's definitely, like, still, like, pretty probably.
His parents are pretty
religious. And they're probably, that's why they're probably like,
oh. Why doesn't the Bachelor ever talk about religion? That's weird.
I don't know. I feel like they slightly touch on it. I feel like they'll do a lot of, like, they'll say, like, God brought me to this, blah, blah, blah kind of deal. But I don't feel like they
in, like, the country sense, but not in, but like, I feel the like they real life, like,
I feel
people
like
are religious
they never,
sense.
Yeah, I feel like they never, like, totally, you know, touch on it. Besides, I think for when.
I think it, like, I
except
think
for, like, when Rachel went to Dean's for his hometown and, like, they talked about how.
Because that made for good
his
TV.
His dad, it, like, is, like, Sikhism or whatever what is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And talked all about that. That was it. But that was because that was out of the norm because he's like this crazy
and they don't
want to
make
guy.
Yeah, they don't want to make Colton look weird, I feel like.
Yeah.
That's why they don't talk about it, which is bullshit.
It was weird. And, like, I think the best part about it is that the dad pretty much was, like, straight up, like, hey, if he's not the one, let him go now. And I feel like he's not the one.
Yeah.
For you. And she's like, all right.
Well, then.
And then she does.
So. Well, though, because they showed the scene of her meeting the girls. With
okay,
Tia.
So, yes, they do. Girls meet up again. Girls meet up. Mm-hmm. And this time I was watching Cian's glass very carefully because the first time that they did it, Cian, like, they all had mimosas, but Cian just did straight champagne.
Okay.
And I'm like, girl, bold move. This time she actually did a full mimosa and I was kind of disappointed.
Wow, the things you pick up on.
But anywho. You know, Tia, like, right away was like, hey, girl, can I pull you to the side real quick?
She raised her hand. She was like, hey. She, like, you could tell, like, she was, like, really, really nervous. Like,
but my thing is, like, you knew you were going to let her get all the way this far. And, like, come on. And so then she pretty much pulls her to the side and is like, hey, I still have feelings for Colton.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's a little rough. What? So by the end of it, like, just to wrap that up so we can kind of wrap up the show.
Yeah,
you know, she sends Colton home, which I think everyone was shocked by. Like, they were just like the guys at least.
Yeah, they were shocked by it. I mean, none of us were shocked by it because we all know that he's going to be on Paradise. Almost Paradise.
But what's his name? Damn, I'm so bad with the names today.
Because they look all the
Garrett.
Yeah.
Garrett and him standing next to each other. I bet you Garrett was shaking in his boots, you know, because he's sitting there next to Colton, like, knowing that Colton's been, like, a front runner the whole time. The dude's had, like, more dates than anybody, like, on the show. Because
he's hot.
Yeah. Well, if you like that whole Lego guy look. Like,
yeah, he's good. But
yeah, so next week is going to be Fantasy Suites, right?
Oh, yeah.
And we'll see how that goes. Oh, we didn't even talk about how Colton, like, asked, like, Chris Harrison. He's like, yeah, so what's the expectations of the Fantasy Suites? And Chris kind of, like, was a dick about it,
Chris,
well, because
it's like you don't have to have sex.
Yeah, but, like, how if you never watched a show before, like, how would you know that? I mean, obviously he doesn't have to, but, like, he doesn't know. All he hears is Fantasy Suite, like. You know, and Chris
There's
Harrison
no
was like,
it's just
that's kind of like the point is for you guys to figure it out yourself. And it's like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I don't think that's, like, the right message, though. Like,
it was weird. That was so
I feel like, dude,
weird.
Like, you should do whatever you feel comfortable doing.
Exactly.
I was waiting for Chris to say something like that, but it wasn't, like, anything like that. It was, like,
it
really kind of
so
harsh.
It was so bizarre. Well, because, like, it's well known by, like, people who follow the show that a lot of times, like, they don't even, like, do anything. They just, like, use that alone time to, like, actually get to know each other better.
Yeah. So, so that was weird. He didn't even get a chance to find out because he went home. So
bam.
This episode of Bachelor.
He'll find out plenty in those fantasy suite situations in Paradise.
Yeah, I can't wait. Paradise, which we saw the preview for. It looks like it's going to be good.
It's going to be a shit show.
They didn't show Colton on there.
Of course not, because, like, they are showing it during the show. Mm-hmm. So they couldn't show Colton on it yet.
I feel like they've done that last season. Like, what did they showed someone on the show, like, before
I don't
their
know, but
Rachel Lindsay, you know, saying she was picked, or they said that she was going to be the Bachelorette before she was even off the Bachelor.
Yeah.
So they do stuff like that all the time. But anyways, yeah. I bet you it didn't. It probably doesn't look as fantasy like Tia actually does. Make it seem like in this episode. So let's get back to some Halsey talk. We were debating about our slapper of the week this week. I had one that I was pretty like feeling since last Friday, and I told you about over the weekend.
I liked that song.
It's funny how we'll like find our songs on like Friday and talk about it over the weekend and still debate it on this day.
I was listening to it like when you mentioned, I'm like, oh yeah, I've been listening to that song too. It's good. Mm-hmm. But I mean, my song was definitely "God Is a Woman" by Ariana Grande. It's a banger. It's just, but it's definitely, this is where like our style, like where we
and I gave
people,
it a listen again. I was like, you know, the beat is hot. It's a good song.
The beat
song,
is hot. It's
but
definitely like,
geared towards like women.
Yeah, it's definitely like a sexy woman kind of song.
Full
which,
show.
But, you know?
Yeah. Well, this one actually gave me the feels too.
It gave me a lot of feels.
Not only.
Especially when you showed me the video.
Yeah, the video is dope. So once you guys hear this song, make sure you go check it out. But Benny Blanco, I brought him up on the podcast probably in episode 2 or 3 or something like that when we played Freaky Friday from Little Dicky as our slapper of the week. It was probably before we even were calling him slapper of the week. So Freaky Friday, I mentioned that Benny Blanco was a producer on that song, and Benny Blanco was the cousin of my late friend JJ, who's passed. And my friend JJ, back in the day, he'd be like, because I do music too, hip hop and pop and all that. He's like, my cousin Benny, he's out in LA, and like my straight up cousin, like Ben Levin, and that's his real name. And he's like, you should link up with him. So I was like, you know, I'm doing my thing over here. I was young and thinking I was gonna blow up and stuff with the producer, and I'm still may, but
you may, hey.
But Benny Blanco definitely got way ahead because now he's working. He just produced on Kanye's new album.
Yeah.
He's,
oh my God,
he produces with obviously Lil Dicky, Ed Sheeran. He's on all the pop stuff right now. He's like one of the best producers. And now he just kind of like wrote this song that we're about to have as our slapper of the week with Ed Sheeran, and it features Khalid.
It definitely sounds like an Ed Sheeran song.
Yeah, for sure. You'll pick up on it.
I feel like
he's big collaborator with Ed Sheeran, and
Ed Sheeran knows how to write a pop song. Too.
Hell yeah, and Benny Blanco knows how to produce one, and Halsey and Khalid definitely know how to sing on
and
them.
They definitely have beautiful, very distinct voices.
Yeah. We'll talk about the video right after we hear this song, but we gotta get through it. This one might go over an hour, but I don't care.
Who cares?
Let's get right into it. Our slapper of the week this week is called "East Side" by Benny Blanco featuring Khalid and Halsey. So let's do it.
Slapper of the week.
This song slaps.
Man, that was enough. Then we grew up, started to touch. Used to kiss underneath the light on the back of the bus. Oh no, your daddy didn't like me much. You didn't believe me when I see you with a wall. Every day, she found a way out of the window to sneak out late. She used to see me on the inside. She used to see me on the inside. And every day you know that we ride through the back streets of a blue car. Baby, you know I just wanna leave tonight. We can go anywhere we want. Drive down to the coast, jump in the sea. Just take my hand and come with me, yeah. You can do anything if you put a mind to it. Take your whole life and you put a line through it. My love is yours if you're willing to take it. Give me a heart cause I'm gonna break it. So come away. Starting to light together in a different place. We know that love is how all these ideas came to be. So baby, run away with me.
17, and we got a dream to have a family, a house and everything in between. And then suddenly, we're 10-23 and then we got pressure for taking our love more seriously. We got a dead end jobs and got bills to pay. Our old friends and now our enemies. And now I'm thinking back to when I was young, back to the day when I was falling in love. He used to meet me on the east side, in the city where the sun don't set. And every day you know where we'd ride, through the back streets in a blue Corvette. And baby, you know I just wanna leave tonight. We can go anywhere we want. Drive down to the coast, jump in the sea. Just take my hand and come with me. Singing, we can do anything if we put a mind to it. Take your old life and you put a line through it. My love is yours if you're willing to take it. Give me your heart cause I ain't gonna break it. So come away. To taste, start a new life together in a different place. Know the love is how all these ideas came to be. So baby, run away with me.
Run away now. Run away now.
I like this fade out though. I just might let it ride to the end.
She used to meet me on the east side.
Yeah.
He used to meet me on the east side.
Slapper of the week, she used to meet bachelor.
Me on the east side. The city with the sun all set.
Yeah, that was our slapper of the week.
It's a good song.
Yeah, so that video is really cool because it's just like these stills, like all these shots of like, this is Benny. This is where he grew up. This is the first girl he asked. This is where he asked her. So like it goes through all that and then it gets to like Halsey's part where it's like, this is Ashley, where I realized that that's how she jumbled her name from Ashley to Halsey.
Yeah.
But this is the camp she went to. This is the bunk bed she slept in. This is the bunk bed this girl slept in above her. This is the shower they used to make out, that, you know. So that was she's like, and then she never saw this girl again. On the ride home, her mom told her that it's all right, that, you know, you liked a girl and stuff like that. And so it gives me like, I don't know why, goosebumps talking about her right now.
It's just so raw. It's just so raw, you know.
And
and like the way that it's shot is really raw too, because it's just like, you know, raw like images and things. It's just like,
and I think there's an added thing too, because like my friend JJ, like he always believed in his cousin, and his cousin is killing it right now, and I just wish he could be around to see all this stuff, and I miss him a lot. So I guess we'll just wrap it up. Sorry on like a little somber note, but we got to remember the people that are not here anymore. Mm-hmm. So but I will want to shout out my friend JR Jossa. He works in our company. He's an on-air morning show, you know, DJ. So over in Houston, and it's his birthday today. So shout out my homie JR. I love you, bro. You're my homie for life.
Happy freaking birthday.
Yeah, and I'm just really proud of you, dude. So keep it up, and we'll party soon. Hope you have a good weekend. And so yeah, and I just want to say, you know, shout out to everybody that's continuing to follow us on Instagram. Yeah. We already passed the 500.
And speaking, my quick shout out is to my friend Bobby.
Oh, sorry, Wolf. I forgot you didn't do your shout out.
Yeah, my friend Bobby Wolf.
Bobby Wolf.
I've known her since middle school, and she follows us and follows me and follows whatever, and she's like, you guys are like the highlight in my stories a lot of times on my Instagram. Like, you guys are so cute and funny.
Yeah, you know, we try to. I think we're doing a cool thing. Like, you know, I mean, I feel like from Thursdays to like Sundays, we go hard on like the weekend stuff, promoting that new episode
on the weekend,
and then Mondays come along and you got your tipsy talks. I'm trying to figure out a way for me to go live and do something where I can, like, you know, just because I feel like it's good interaction, like on our Instagram, to not just like to grow our Instagram, but like to have something there for people to provide something, you know, a service, whether it's like, you know, entertainment or knowledge or whatever it is. So we want to be doing it all.
Yeah, you'll see more of us.
I was thinking of like maybe doing like a podcast, like help, like if you want to do like a question answer, how to do podcasts, or have other podcasters, like a podcast chat, like, you know,
that's
what I'm saying,
cute.
A pod chat. See, that's what we do. That's why you're my co-host. But so like I was saying, shout out to everybody that's listening to our Spotify playlist.
Keep listening. Actually putting that Exotic song on there now by Franka Chopra.
Cool. I might take it off later, but
it's a fun song. I think you'll like it.
Okay. We got to keep a high caliber, but okay.
It's fun.
I do love her. Okay. But then, you know, make sure you're checking for us on Apple Podcasts, iTunes. We're on Spotify now.
The only thing we're not on is Tidal, okay?
Yeah, Tidal. Do they do podcasts? Because I'll get on there.
I think they might. Who knows? My friend OK is like, you guys aren't on Tidal. I'm like, you know what, dude?
Are podcasts on Tidal?
I've never seen an option for that. I don't know.
Who the hell goes to Tidal for podcast? Yeah. Who goes to Tidal for anything besides a Beyonce album? I hope you guys have had a great week. This has been episode 17 now in the books. We're about to be officially legal next episode.
Oh my God.
Is that crazy? Our podcast could buy cigarettes or join the army or something like that. So I'm pretty proud of that. Like, I don't know. I definitely am just like super proud of us. Next week we're probably going to record a day early because I'm going to be going on vacation upstate New York for a wedding next Wednesday. So we'll have to put that down in your schedule. Record on Tuesday.
Okay, well, that probably won't work because I don't come back from Las Vegas until Tuesday night.
Okay, well, we're going to figure out a backup solution. So if we don't sound as good as we do this our coming week, then just bear with us. Forget it. We might have like a bootleg podcast. Or do we have to skip a week?
Yeah, maybe a hiatus week.
A bye week?
A bye week.
Oh, man, I don't want to do that.
That's our bye week for our kickball, too, next week. So
is it? Yeah, that's perfect, because I was going to miss that. I hate missing those kickball games. So, I don't know. I think I might record something, even if it's just like a quick, like, 4 or 5 minute thing or something
we'll
like that.
We'll
something.
Discuss.
We'll come up with something. But maybe I'll just release my cover.
Yeah.
As the episode.
Good
idea. Motivation.
That's
okay.
That's a good idea.
That'll motivate me to get it done. So instead of the podcast dropping next week, we might just have an episode and it won't be an official episode, but it will just be the can you just release that as a podcast? I guess you could, right?
We'll figure it out.
I don't know. I don't know. I might talk around it, but we'll do anything we want here at the Future Bachelor. So we'll see you guys at hopefully whenever we do release episode 18. We love you guys.
Love you.
This has been Future Bachelor. My name is Sai.
I'm Veronica.
And guys, we'll see you next week. All right.
Bye.
Deuces.
Future Bachelor Podcast.